Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about China-Africa relations as President Emmerson Mnangagwa visits Beijing.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
And thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's official visit to China.
President Mnangagwa is in China amid reports that a Zimbabwean company today clinched a $500 million deal with a Chinese company. China's relations with Zimbabwe started during the Rhodesian Bush War. Zimbabwe turned to the East in the late 1990s in what it called a look East policy, when the West accused the country of human rights violations and election rigging.
According to the China-Africa Research Initiative at Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies in Washington, D.C., in 2000, Africa-China trade was a mere $10 billion. By 2014, that had risen more than 20-fold to $220 billion. China has been attracted by Africa's abundant resources, that is, oil in Angola, Nigeria, and Sudan, copper in Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo, platinum and diamonds in Zimbabwe, and uranium in Namibia.
According to the American Enterprise Institute, Chinese financing in Zimbabwe has sharply grown over the last few years. In 2010, it stood at $100 million. In 2015, it reached almost $6 billion. However, this has been dented by some labor issues and the externalization of funds generated in Zimbabwe by Chinese investors.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Ndiripaini makadidwe.
Hai spile kakulu. Yeah, so udaba lethu lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngokuthi Mnangagwa umongameli weZimbabwe ukwele China.
Yeah.
Siyawazi ukuthi China leZimbabwe balobudlelwano obumangalisayo loko kwaqaliseka ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko. Siyakwazi ukuthi izandla yayikhangele kwele China, kube sithi izabhu yayikhangele kwele Russia. So kodwa kusiya ngesikhathi ke abantu beChina sebesebenze kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe behambisa imali into ezinjalo. IZimbabwe yake yabala lokho kuthiwa yi-look east policy, uhlelo lolu ngoba amazwe entshonalanga ayesejikele ele China. Esithi hayi ungazani ayesejikele ele Zimbabwe. Besithi iZimbabwe yephula amalungelo oluntu njalo kayenzanga kuhle kukhetho. Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela ke e-Africa yona ngokwayo, iChina ungazani ibisa imali emangalisayo kule Africa. Kodwa i-Africa yona ihambisa okunengale. So ungathini khonapho ke
utshela abantu. Kujizyana kwe Russia kwe China ne Zimbabwe sokutaro kwamaita kunoenda all the way back kumazuva tisati tava nokuzvitonga kuzere si zvakaramba zvichingoenderera mberi zvichienderera mberi zvikazonyanyisa manje pakazonzi nema Western countries Zimbabwe haisiri kubata vanhu zvakanaka uyezve zvinhu zvakaita seuori nezvimwe zvakadaro vachibva vaita zvamasanctions. Saka apa ndo pakazotora hurumende chinhano chokuti vava kuita yavanoti look east policy. Kubva ipapo kujizana kwavo mune zvehupfumi kwakabva kwanyaso kukura. China nanhasi wese ndiyo inotenga fodya kupfuura dzimwe nyika dzose kubva kuZimbabwe and nezvinhu zvekurimisa zvemuminda, matarakita, equipment yose yomuminda. Saka kuchidzana kwacho kuramba kuchienderera mberi. Saka hazvishamisi kuti zvanzi president watora vanhu vakawanda kudaro vemabhizimisi kuenda navo kuChina kunotaura nemachinese companies nehurumende kuti vaone kuti vangabatsira neipizve imwe nzira kupfuura zvavari kuita iko zvino.
We are lucky that we've got an in-studio guest, and that is Miao Yu, a reporter with VOA's Mandarin Service. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about the China-Africa relations.
Okay, so for the past 5 years, China has been doing this so-called One Belt, One Road initiative around the world. So it's like a massive infrastructure project China's mm-hmm. President Xi Jinping is pushing around the world, I think, mm-hmm. in about 70 countries, including Africa, Asia, Europe. So China has promised $1 trillion to this project. Mm-hmm. And so everywhere in the world, you see their drill tunnels, they set up bridges, build road, mm-hmm. and lay down railroads. They're all over the place.
So is it working? Is it a good kind of initiative? Or maybe who benefits from that kind of thing?
Well, it's pretty controversial. I've heard a lot of positive things about it. I talked to some African people. Mm-hmm. They say, we welcome this initiative because it makes my life easier. You know, the new road connect my village to the bigger cities. You know, it's just a lot shorter distance for me to travel to the market. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the scholars and experts also argue that mm-hmm. they question the motive of this project. So what they said is this initiative is actually serves China's benefit more. It serves China's economic mm-hmm. interests and its needs more. So China's growth has been slowed down domestically. So they have produced a lot of like steel and cement they cannot put to use in their own country. Mm-hmm. So by like exporting those and building those roads outside of their own country, it can keep China's economic growth, just continue its growth. And another aspect, I think, another criticism is that this project has put a lot of the small countries, they face like huge mm-hmm. debt burden, basically. They cannot pay China back because it's not like a free meal or something. They have to pay back eventually. So they cannot pay back. So essentially, I think some argue that China wants to control these countries politically. Mm-hmm. Like they have more like strategic mission behind this whole like you know, in the surface it looks like they're helping people to build roads, but behind that they have
Kepjayo. Yeah. Mhm. So lokho akukhuluma ke zulukandaba uthi ke lapha sikhuluma ngomiyawu yu uthi iChina ilohlelo ukuthiwa iBelt and Road ukuthi bafuna bakhe indlela eziningi kakhulu lokunye okujiyeneyo onjengomgwaqo singathi umgwaqo ye kuzobuya ke lamabholoho okunye okujiyeneyo khonapho ke uthi nxa bekwenza khonokho iChina ifuna ukuthi ke idlelane lamazwe amaningi kakhulu not kuphela weAfrica but esendaweni ezijiyeneyo so kodwa ke uthi kulabantu abayichithozayo besithi hayi okwenziwa iChina khonokho akulunganga. So ke ngoba iChina yiyo ethola ke inzuzo singazuthi lo mbuzo yini baba Wande. Can you ask a question?
Yes. You mentioned that some people feel that what China is offering to some poor countries or to some African countries puts these countries in a bit of a bind because they might not be able to pay back what China is giving them. Are there no other offers from China that are not are required to be paid back? Do they have a budget for just free assistance for development or for any other issues that is not to be paid back?
I think there are some small projects like that, but bigger projects like railways, you know, you have to pay back, you know. So countries like Kenya, they have trouble paying back, and Pakistan, they have trouble. So some of the projects has already been stopped because they don't have enough money to continue.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't have enough money to continue? Is it the Chinese government or the countries to which these infrastructures are being built?
Yeah, I'm not sure about the details, but yes. Mm-hmm. So China promised $1 trillion, but so far they haven't really putting those money in these countries. Yeah.
Mm, so then when it comes to labor issues, there are serious labor issues, you know, when it comes to Chinese companies.
Right.
Can you give us an insight into that?
So the working conditions in those Chinese companies are pretty bad. So in recent years, we've heard several incidents, like work-related accidents, like African workers. Basically, they got hurt at the construction site, and some of them even died. And in terms of the Chinese people, they are not treated very well either. So I talked to one of the employees from a China state-run company in Ankara. He complained that they were basically sold to Africa as piglets. That's the term he used. Like the company doesn't pay them on time and their living conditions are really bad. And so he was just like gonna. He said, "I want to just do it for a year and quit." And also the also another complaint I heard a lot is there is no technology, like there's no transfer of know-how in Africa. So when they build those projects, they bring their own construction team.
We have noticed that, and I was wondering why. In almost every country, when China offers to do some projects or big projects, they always bring their own employees.
Yeah, yeah. They bring sometimes tens of thousands of Chinese. They just flooded them to the country. Their own engineers, their own like construction crew. They hire local people, but they put them to do the hardest labor work. So they are at the bottom, and they don't really learn anything from, you know, working with experts, foreign experts.
And then in the near future, because you asked to give you a bit of time so that you can wrap up and leave. So when you look at the future of China-Africa relations, countries like Zimbabwe and others, is it bright or bleak? How does it look like?
I think as China is, you know, getting more and more influential on the world stage, it's hard to, first of all, it's hard to say no to this kind of projects. You know, China is building infrastructure in your country. And also, I think more and more countries would be afraid to say no because China is being very aggressive across the world, across the globe, basically. So I think it's going to be, it's going to be tough for small countries to say no, you know. Even some Western countries, they have to, you know, we heard stories of Western technology companies, they have to abide the China rule when, if they want to do business to China. So it's very tricky.
And last rate, maybe? Last question?
Yes. Before I was
going to leave,
I was going to ask something along the same lines.
Yeah, okay. So in brief, can you just summarize, like, you know, when it comes to Chinese investment, is there any way that African countries, including Zimbabwe, can say, no, you know, you guys, you violate labor regulations, you do all, can they stand up to China, or they are so desperate that they need that kind of money? So what happens?
I think they can. Some countries have already said no to China. But it depends on the country, I think, if you know, if they are really desperate.
If you have no money, you can't say it, right?
Yeah.
Big brother.
Recently, we had an issue of externalization of funds. What is in these agreements? Are they allowed to export part of what they get? They bring a lot of their own manpower, like you just said. When they make these arrangements, do they agree, do they request that they be allowed to send money out of those countries back to China?
I'm not sure.
In the last week or so, there's been talk about Chinese companies having moved money from Zimbabwe, for example, back to China without proper procedures. So what I'm trying to find out is that if when they bring their own manpower into a country, are they allowed to send money back to China?
You mean the Chinese employees?
Yes, yes.
I think they just get their salary and they go back, you know, those, they finish their work contract and they go back home.
What about the company itself? If they, you know, are they allowed to export their profits out of those countries?
I think they can. Yeah, I think they can. So another issue is like environmentally, like China has been like empty the in Western Africa, a lot of the fish have been overfishing is a problem. Deforestation is a problem. So I think, they took a lot of the African resources and bring back to the China.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Miao Yu, a reporter with the VOA's Mandarin Service.
Yeah, thank really you for having me. Thank you.
Bye bye. So I think as of now, we are going to take a short break. And remember that Studio 7 has got a new face. Look at the face there. New look.
Starting Monday, April 2nd, Studio 7 Live Talk will have a new look. The same host and rich discussion you've come to expect. You can still call us in studio on 1-202-619-2077. 1-202-619-2077, or you can send us a message on WhatsApp at 1-202-465-0318. The number again, 1-202-465-0318. Zimbabweans, from wherever you are in the world, Studio 7 Live Talk wants to hear from you.
As we have indicated today on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about China-Africa relations as President Emmerson Mnangagwa is visiting Beijing. Already we have heard that there is a Zimbabwean company, Mr. Wande, that has actually struck a deal with the Chinese. But there are some critics who are saying these deals have been struck all over again. And even during the time when former President Robert Mugabe was in power, they were always talking about mega deals. Where are those deals? Where is the money? That's a big question, maybe.
This is the problem when you look back at the history of whatever development China has brought to, let's say, to Zimbabwe. You find that all these arrangements, they are always accompanied by some complaints. Kunyange vakaronga kujidzana kwakadai kuvakirana ma hotels kana kuti ma stadium kana kuti chinyi panongova nenyaya dzimwe dzinoramba dzichingonetsa pane zvose zvavanenge varonga kuitira vanhu kana kuti hurumende dzomuAfrica. Handisi kuziva kuti chinodaro chinyi kuda pamwe tichawana mhinduro kune vatereri vedu kana tava kutaura. But I am concerned by the simple fact that there are always some negative issues accompanying some of these big deals that the governments are making with the Chinese companies.
Yes, and there is Isaac Piri who sent us a message and writes, in the past, the same government has been taking ZANU-PF members to China as if they were business people. Can somebody name these business people and again say what the Chinese have done in Zimbabwe in terms of investment and how much the Chinese have taken back home? You know, we need to know the investment between the two countries. So how is it? That is Isaac Piri. I think our guests, we're trying to queue in some guests right now, and hopefully we're going to get one or two guys. So we're lucky that we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, who is an economic and political analyst based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
So, Mr. Ngwenya, tell us a bit about this visit by Mnangagwa is in China, and are there any big expectations out of his trip?
Look, I mean, there have been hundreds of visits by Zimbabwean leaders to China, and it's very difficult to see what has become of those visits. For the past 10, 15 years, we have been told of mega deals and so many things that, you know, look, I aim for international free trade. But, you know, because Zimbabwe is in a desperate state, I do not think that there is a business deal that we can sign with China that is fair to us. We are just too small. So really, you know, I am not for economic imperialism, even if it is coming from an old revolutionary friend. So I really, maybe this time they have gone with some sensible businessmen. We are likely to get some kind of sensible deal. But of all the infrastructure that I've been studying for the past 15 years, railway is dead. You know, the only road that we have that was made between Bulawayo and Mtare, that was done by the African Development Bank. We have been told by that of that miserable 300 megawatts, electricity, project in Kariba. Look, I'm very skeptical because I know Chinese don't sign business deals where they don't benefit.
Mm. Question from Masungwaya.
Yeah. Mataura nenyaya yokuti tikatarisa makore apfuura ya 10 kana kuti 15 years dzapfuura hamuna chamunoona chinofadza chatingadada nacho kuti ichi chakabva kumachinese imwe munofunga kuti sei hurumende dzomuAfrica dzichiramba dzichimhanyira kunotsvaka rubatsiro kumachinese companies kunyangwe zvazvo pane macomplaints pano kunyunyuta kwenyaya dzavashandi malabor issues pane kunyunyuta panyaya dzemari dzokuti kwanzi China kana kuti vasevenzi vayo vanobudisa mari munyika zvisiri pamurao iko zvinezvi pane nyaya dzokuti China yakabudisa mari zvisiri pamurao palist iri palist pa yakabudiswa negovernment svondo 2 weeks ago. Chinoita kuti hurumende dzomuAfrica dzirambe dzichimhanyira kuenda kuChina asi dzichikomplena pamusoro pezvinhu zvakawanda ichi munofunga kuti chii?
Kavanenge vachizviitira ivo nekuti kana mari kana China ichipa Zimbabwe mari vanopa iri cash. Saka hatizivi kuti mari yacho inoenda kupi nokuti mari dzese dzinenge dzingotaurwa anonzi mamega deals aya hadzisvike kuwanhu. Zvandati chere vakauti ukatarisa migwagwa yedu yakangofa yakadaro magetsi ari kunetsa zvitima zvinotakura mbatya hadzisevenzi. Saka vanonyakufarira kuti vanopuwa iri keshi kuti maChina kana achiti vanoita business nesisusu havatarise zvekodzero dziya dzinotaurwa nevakuamerica kuti kodzero dzegadzitirai kodzero dzenyu vanovhiringa kodzero dzevashandi iko zvino vanonzi vari kutenga fodya handiti vanotenga fodya nekesh iri mari asi varimi vari kuchema chema kuti tinopiwa mari iri mabond notes mari yacho iri shoma. Saka ndinofunga kuti nini zvinoitwa nehurumende yeChina kupa mari iri kesh vanotonga ivo vezano vanotora mari yacho vachisa muhomwe vavo sei vachigara vachingofarira kuenda ikoko kuEthiopia ndizvozvo kuKenya ndizvozvo. Saka pane utsotsi hunoitika pakupuwana mari haisi kusvika kupovhoi.
Murambe muripo vangwenya tichadzoka kwamuri. Dhuve Mr. Ngwenya complains about a few things but basically what he's saying is that China is in the habit of giving cash assistance so that these projects can be realized. So he suspects that the money that comes in cash does not reach where it's intended to go because that's where the corruption starts now, because the money does not go to be used in the issues that the money was meant for. He gave the example of bed roads. He gave the example of even the trains system that should have benefited a lot before, but which are still in the dilapidated state.
Yes, and hopefully we are going to get Mr. Nick Mangwana of ZANU-PF. He had promised to actually join the show. But I'm told we've got a caller, Amandishe. You can take him there.
Va Amandishe Magadigo. Aya ndiva dhuve nawande nhasi mukomajonga mukomajonga vakabatikana ndarima basi aiwa tiri nani isu moda kutibatsira wakadei nyaya iri pane
nyaya iri mudariro tinokuinzwa chaizvo asi inotikatikamadza kuti zvafamba sei kazvaizvo kuti vatungamiri vedu vemuAfrica tikanyanya kutaaod in africa inei vari kumasa kwadzinorohwa matumbu ukokoko vachinotsvaka rubatsiro kumachina asi tikatarisa machina hatiinawo munyika medu munomo ei isari tikatarisa pagweri paya pane kambani inonzi Sino-Cement Sizing yaishanda inoshanda machina zvinogadzira simendi yokumusha that cement is the poorest cement in Africa which is of poor quality asi zvakare tikaona kuti tinotarisa kuti machinese aya havashandi navashandi zvakanaka anogara akamupunyikidza kodzero dzavashandi in terms yekuti kunyange mahours amunoshanda mabhadhariro avanoita plus vanoshandisa four season pamubasa pane makezi akawandisa atinogara tinzwa kumusha kuzinzi no machinas ariwa vanhu vashandi vazodai zvadai havasibhadhara vanhu zvakanaka but wai vachingoti every time vanongomaira kumachina kuti havabatsiri muafrica wai vasingaendi kune dzimwe nyika kunotsvaga rubatsiro zvakanaka nokuti machina aya plus havashandi kana vachiuya muno munyika vanouya netrile yavo nemain power yavo uye naivowo vanoshanda pate zvavo creation of employment yemachina handiioni painobenefita mukatarisa even kachiyadho kwavaiyeri kumadiamond we all know kuti zvakafamba sei iro zvikubenefita kubhenefiti kunenge kubhenefita ivowo vari kutopu magovernment officials especially vaenda ikoko ndo vanobhenefita isi vasara ruzhinji hagu bhenefiti ndodambudzika rina machina nesu muno muafrica handioni pavakamboita muafrica patakambotizia no machina tino matenda nyika dzose vanongotema nemachina zengo muno muno musouth africa madzonga apera kunoto wese namachina ya chavanoita chaizvozvo vanongothey took all the production vachingana zvokoko kuchina but vanosiya on the ground hapana zvakare zvekunakuno mutungamiriri wedu ndofunga kuti ha vava kupinda mushoka dzava mugabe chaizvo nokuti every time nguva zhinji dzenhakire vanogara vari kunze kwenyika nguva shoma nenyika vogara vari munyika vava kutonga nyika vari mundege here zvakaite manhazvo kunava mugabe zvaizvo
aiwa tatenda namashoko enyu vahamandishe Mr. Dube, Mr. Amandishe has a few complaints, the biggest of which is the trips, the frequent trips that are being undertaken by President Mnangagwa. He says that the trips are just too much. But he's also concerned about why African leaders always rush to the same people who are abusing their people. He said that they should just have abandoned this and looked for some other type of assistance. He gave the example of the senior Chinese Zimbabwe company that makes cement just outside Beirut, that the cement is of poor quality. It's hardly usable, but still they are allowed to bring in their own employees who ill-treat the local people. So he's not very, very happy about it, and he's urging African leaders us to find alternatives rather than depend on China.
Now we've got several messages on VOA Studio 7, and one of them is from Gilt Tembo, who writes, I'm watching you from Gaborone, Botswana. And then we've got Hilda Nkomo, who says, why do Chinese bring people in Africa while there are so many young people who want to work in Africa? So that's a big question. I think maybe one of our guest is going to take that one. And then Innocent Ndibali says, Chinese are worse far forces of imperialism than any other. I think she was trying to relate to capitalism, right? And then Chibaire says, well said, Mr. Ngwenya. So Mbuyele kubaba Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, nasa sikangela ke ama China labantu be Zimbabwe. Kukanya kuchalu kubwa lukulisa nukutizi. Nasa sikangela ikakulu emsebenzini la. Uzokuthwa abantu bachayiwe abanye kunjani njani sokutshontshwa le mali kuhamba njani khona baba wangeni
yabona ukuthi nxa ukhulumende senza isivumelano nama company amaphandi kwelizwe kuqhakathekile ukuthi ilungelo labantu abasebenzayo likhangelisiswe bona amaChina bayazi ukuthi uhulumende uyabevele engela thando labantu bakhe ngoba nxa kulothando labantu na uhulumende wethu thinda elothando bafanele baqakathekise ilungelo lokho ukhangela ukuthi kungena imali kungena izimalini i-interest yakhona kho intengo yakhona imali iphansi kumbe isikweleti zakhona ziyathatha isikhathi ngakabhadalwa angiboni ukuthi kuqakathekile nxa abantu behlukuluzwa ngoba ikhosazi angitsho bona bahlala besityele besithi sahambe impini ukuze sikhiphe ubandlululo lokuhlukuluzwa kanti nxa ukuhlukuluzwa ngamabhunu kumbe ngama-rotisian kutheni lokuhlukuluzwa ngamachina so kuqakathekile ukuthi isivumelwano nxa sibhalwa phansi kabakhangelithise okokuqala ukuthi ilungelo labantu liyagcinwa yini okwesibili kule value addition yini akhona uphonga ukuthi thiwa khona siyabe sithengisa igwayi linjalo kuphela isivumelwano sakhona kasiqakathekise ilungelo labantu ngoba ukuphatha abantu emsebenzini kuqakathekile kakhulu
ye kodwa nxa sesikhangele khonapho vele ilizwe lechina kungani likuvamile khonokho akunjani
akungeke njalo ngoba bona ngokwabo anje uthina sikhuluma nge communist capitalism i capitalism nakho yakhona eChina communism vele aba akula malungelo abantu eChina so akukwanisi ukuthi bona bangi ba sign isivumelano esiqakathekisa amalungelo lapha ngoba baye bephumisa imali phambili abantu abathatha imali bazikhangelela bona okwesikhwameni sabo ngabala ndaba lokuhlukuzwa kwabantu yikho mina ngidana kakhulu nawophongutabo ukuba baza nje izivumelwano zeChina ngoba ilungelo kimi liqakathekile kakhulu.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ngwenya. So ke what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that you know the Chinese don't value things like human rights and you know they violate people's labor rules and you know so they don't care. So at the end of the day, he says there should be some kind of agreement whenever some of these deals are signed.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of value addition, he says one, that's a very critical element.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of you know, workers' rights, he says there should be some kind of clause that says, okay, you must work according to certain rules and regulations.
Yeah.
So that's his take on that.
The outcry of labor-related issues and the simple fact that they are allowed to bring in loads and loads of their own employees at the expense of the local people. That mm-hmm. should have been looked into a long time ago. But hopefully they'll be able to work on it. Maybe we might get an explanation from Dr. Kanyenze, who is standing by.
Yeah. Dr. Kanyenze, good evening and welcome to the program.
Very good evening to you.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Wande will pose the first question to you.
Dr. Kanyenze, manzwa zvaka zvitorwa nevamwe vedu ava pamusoro peukama hweChina nedzimwe nyika dzomuAfrica zvikuru sei vakatarisavo ukama hweChina neZimbabwe vachikomplena kuti maChinese vanotenderwa kuisa vanhu vavo munyika vanobvumidzwa zvekubudisa mari munyika zvinhu uyezve havabati vanhu vomuZimbabwe vashandi vomuZimbabwe vanoshanda mumabasa mavo zvakanaka. Munoti iyi nyaya iyi inozikamwa nehurumende here kana kuti kuda pamwe vanhu avo vanongotaura badzi?
Hurumende inozviziva. Isu takaita study yedu yemaChinese investments in Africa. Takabata nyika dzakawanda, Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, Zimbabwe. Tichinyatsoongorora chaizvo kuti chinombotariswa nevanhu vekuChina chii. Chokutanga, vanhu vekuChina vanonyatsotaura pachena kuti chavari kutsvaga muAfrica maresources emuAfrica. Saka vakanangana nekuda kutora maresources edu. Havanei nezvokuti vanhu vemuAfrica vacho vawanei kana kuti vabudirira here kana zvataurwa zvai chokwadi chaizvo kuti havatarisi nyaya dzemarights evashandi vavo. Kune soto muenzaniso wakaitika ikoko ndokuti International Labour Organization yakatouya nechirongwa cheBetter Works Program chekuedza kutodzidzisa maChinese acho kuti vanhu vanofanira kubatwa zviri pamutemo, vanofanira kubatwa zvakanaka. Dambudziko rinoitika nderokuti magovernments edu ari desperate. Magovernments edu zvakare vanogona kupuhwa choko muhomwe zvekuti vanotarisa rimwe divi. Kana vakaona maChinese hamutotarisa zvakare kuti tanga tiritese nguva yemuhondo, tanga tichikubatsirai, saka tiri pamwe chete. Saka vanouya vakabata vakasungana nenyaya iyoyo kuti takakubatsirai nguva yehondo, takakupai zvombo uye tiri pamwe chete. Asi ivo vakanangana nemaresources venyu. Havana basa nokuti vanhu venyu vakamira sei. Mukaona muAfrica vanotogona kuunza vasungwa chaivo vanobva kuChina vasingapuwi zvinhu zvakawanda, vouya voshanda kundowaka muconstruction, voya voshanda zvokuti mari inopuhwa vanhu nemabasa anototorwa nekuti vasungwa ivavo vanoshanda kana manheru kana chii, vanoshanda zvisina kana mutemo, zvisina murau. Saka ndo dambudziko remaChinese rokuti maitiro anoita akasiyana nevamwe kana vekumadokero vaya, vokuti kana vauya vanoziva kuti kune mitemo, kune international standards. MaChina auya munyika meyu vanotanga kudyidzana nehurumende yenyu, vanotanga kuwaka stadium, vanotanga kuwaka parliament, vanotanga kuita tunhu tunoita kuti hurumende yenyu itarise kudivi. Hurumende haizogoni kuita chinhu kana vanomirira vashandi vakada kuuya pakambani yemuchinese anoita seasingazwi chirungu akaona zvanetsa anotofona kuhofisi hombe chaiko kutaura kuti ndiri kunoiswa nevanhu venyu ndikandodambudziko rine machinese yekuti havaiti zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa havana mutemo ivo pachavo vanotozviita mutemo
chandisingazive Dr. Kanyenze ndechekuti kana tikatarisa zviri kuitika zviri kuitika kunyika dzakawanda kwete muzimbabwe bedzi sei vanhu vasingazvione sei vakuru vakuru vatongi venyika dzomuafrica vachibvumirana across the board kuita zvinhu zvakaita seizvi chii chinovaitisa kudaro
chokutanga ndatsanangudza kuti pataka tichirwa rusununguko rwedu vechina nerussia vakabatsirana nehurumende dzedu saka vanouya vakawanda vachiti tiri shamwari dzenyu uye zvakare vanotiwo kuhurumende dzedu hatiiti seveamerica kana britain kana dzimwe nyika idzi vanouya vachikubvunzai kana kuti vachikuudzai kuti batai vanhu tongai vanhu venyu zvakanaka zvegovernance kana kuti muri kutonga vanhu venyu zvakanaka here havabvunzi zvese izvi vanongouya vaine chinangwa achikungotora maresosi dzenyu saka dambudziko riripo nderokuti hurumende dzedu dzinobva dzafara kuti hama chinese ishamwari dzedu nokuti havabvunzi hurumende dzedu kuti ko maelections enyu makaita sei ko vanhu venyu muri kuvabata sei muri kutonga nyika dzenyu sei zvinoitwa nenyika dzekumadokero zviya zvikuti mahuman rights akamira sei munyika chichichiga hatichakupii rubatsiro nokuti hamusi kuita mahuman rights iwo haana basa nazvo muchaziva kudafo kuya kuya kumashuru rakasyiwa vanhu zvakanyanya china yanga isina basa nazvo yaitotaura pa yakabvunzwa kunzi ko zvirikuitwa kudafo vakati aiwa ndezvekumuafrica izvi isu hatinei nazvo chatingoda chete kutora zvinhu zvemuafrica zvatisina nyika dzedu tisumuke muchaziva vazii pavakauya muafrica makore mairi matatu apfuura vakabvunzwa vakati isu tiri kungouya kuafrica nekuti toda maresources eafrica china haigoni kuramba ichisumukira isina maresources eafrica ndodambudziko riripo rokuti pane a new scramble for resources
murambe muripo Dr. Kanyenze tichadzoka kwamuri Mr. Dube Dr. Kanyenze here is saying that if you look at what is happening in Africa everywhere, that these leaders accept what is happening, yet they know exactly how the Chinese government or employers behave. He says most of this can be blamed on their credentials of having assisted in one way or other during the liberation struggle. But most importantly, at the moment, they don't interfere in the local political situations in the countries where they are working, especially on human rights, which is a very big issue in Africa and which helps to explain why the African continent is full of the Chinese people who are abusing local labor.
Let's look at Zimbabwe. You know, there are several projects that the Chinese have undertaken over the years, and one of them is the National Sports Stadium.
Right.
And then we've got the expansion of the Victoria Falls Airport, a loan to the Harare City Council of $144 million. I still remember vividly that some of the money almost disappeared. And then the refurbishment of the airport at Robert Mugabe Airport, and then the refurbishment of the Karipa Hydropower Station, and then the provision of some fiber optic material to Tel One. And then there was also a proposal to actually build a China railway line, you know, sponsored by the Chinese from Bulawayo to Harare. And that's the fast train kind of thing. You still remember what Nelson Chamisa has been talking about?
Yeah.
So maybe that's along those lines. And then there is the Matabeleland, Zambezi Water Project, and then the Bybridge Chirundu Highway. And then there are issues like, you know, the thermal station at Sibukwe. That's another one. Then the Harare Nyamapanda Road, Bybridge Harare Road, Harare Chirundu and Mutare Harare Highways. And also, the Chinese are actually sharing business expertise with Zimbabwe. And it's valued at about 4.5 million. So at the end of the day, Mr. Ngwenya, there are all these projects that the Chinese are doing in Zimbabwe. But the problem is Zimbabwe on its own cannot generate any funds to do it, you know, alone. So what's wrong with that? If the Chinese then come and say, okay, we've got the money, we are going to do it. So, I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. The Chinese may be doing the right thing, right?
Well, look, I mean,
I have no problem in principle with money that are being put in infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, gentlemen, how is it transforming the life of the ordinary Zimbabwean? Is it expanding the middle class? You know, is it improving the quality of our lives? I can tell you that from the time that we have been told about Chinese investing in Zimbabwe, the quality of my life has not changed. You know, has employment, you know, unemployment reduced, I mean, from 99% to 32%.
Mm.
Has productive capacity in the industry generally improved from 32% to 65%. Has the provision of power, electrical power, improved from 900 megawatts to 1? You see, yeah, these are the quantitative variables that even Dr. Kanyenge would shout at you. The intentions are very noble. But if you are looking at the quality of life of Zimbabweans, our income status, our gross domestic product, you know, it's not tangible. You cannot feel it. So this is why I am saying that it's okay for us to be talking about these lofty figures, but the quality of life of Zimbabweans is the same. You know, we are in the same miserable state of life which we were, post 2000. So I'm glad that you mentioned those figures. But they are not translating into real quality of life of the average Zimbabwean in the street.
Mr. Kanyenze, Dr. Kanyenze, we see that even a big company, a Zimbabwean company, also struck a deal with the Chinese, $500 million. That's not a joke. And at the end of the day, do you think those are tangible deals, or we are still going to hear about the mega deals briefly, Mr. Kanyenze?
Well, it's still basically going back to an equal relationship. You cannot discount China, given the role of China now in the global economic dispensation. It is now the second largest economy in the world,
mm-hmm.
the most liquid in the world. Even the USA is not as liquid in terms of U.S. dollars as the Chinese are. They've been very aggressive. They've really cornered the global trade economy, and basically, to that extent, they are such a powerhouse that most developing countries cannot actually ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem, the issue really is that when we have those summits, for example, the China-Africa summits and so forth, that's where we have to also raise these issues. We have to be also strategic. The challenge with Africa is we are too desperate. We just accept anything. If someone just comes and says, I'm bringing FDI, we open all doors, like what's the mantra now? That we are open, you know, for business.
Mm.
All the doors are open. It's not strategic to open your doors willy-nilly to anyone, to anything. You have to be strategic. You heard recently Trump saying that he's going to raise tariffs on steel products from elsewhere, especially from China, to protect his own industry. So in essence, you must be strategic. Unfortunately for us in Africa, we are desperate. We are not strategic. We don't think about how we are going to benefit, how the quality of life in our own country, is going to be improved as a result of this trade deal.
Mm-hmm.
We go for the quantity of products or projects without looking at the quality. What is it really doing for our economy? That's why when we did that study on Africa as a whole, you realize that from 2000, sub-Saharan African economies have grown beyond 5% per annum. But however, the so-called Africa rising narrative has not really benefited the Africans. The quality of life of many Africans has not really been impacted as much as the growth. The growth has happened, but without really improving.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yes.
People.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kanyenze. So we are told.
You are most welcome.
Yes, we've got a caller. Yeah.
Tichadzoka kwa muri, iko shuno ishi ine little while, Dr. Kanyenze. Pana mkoma namo Goronga, muripo here?
Tiripo, zuma kati makubango.
Aywa, tiripo isu. Mwona kutubasira wanenya iripano hii?
Mwongu kana kito mkara kito basira.
Makambo sha ndao ya reena macha ina kumisha kwedu?
Kiti macha ina aisha nda mwure kuya ya yanda ina waro gadi, yanda ina waro pati mgadi. Mshika pangula ina wabuna ngambo.
Ehe.
Very avo, Angaro Guru, Vanimukati, Tosoka Tarasa, vamulaka gwanga vadziva mubatiro dzamupf asi madzokere avaka ega vakadzoka vachibva kuChina zvinova zvinotubva bere kuti hapana kujeka nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoda utongi hwedzokerere kuti China inofamba nemutsindo wavamunangagwa.
Ko kana katarisa tisingatarisi pana vamunangagwa iko zvino, tikatarisa ukama hweZimbabwe neChina tichidzokera kumashure uku, munoona chini mimi chisingakufadzei pane zvose zvakanga zvichiitika, kana kuti pane zvaenze namachinese vanoda kubatsira Zimbabwe, chii chamunonyunyuta chamusingafari nazvo?
Kuti machinese achiita sekuti ane ushamwari nezimbabwe nemazimbabweni, ushamwari hwekuba zvaaziri muchivare hurumende yanga iripo isinganati kuona kuti apa ushamwari dzedu hunobudira pakuti isu tiri kubirwa, asiwo machina achiba achiinda mberi.
Okay, ndamanzwa mashoko enyu, Mr. Dube. Mr. Goronga is making accusations here that the relationship between Zimbabwe and China from way back has been tinged with thievery. I think what he is trying to say is that there was no accountability to whatever assistance China gave. But he's also very unhappy with the way the Chinese people work with the local people. It's something that we keep on hearing over and over again.
Yeah, so I'm told we've got a caller. What is this? What is Slobani Kungani? Mnumzana, kunja? Hello, Slobani Kungani? Sakubala mfowethu, kunja?
Yebo, ngiyaphila kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila, wise man. Isibongo bani, wise man?
Yebo, ukhuluma no wise man vele.
Isibongo bani?
Isibongo umuntoko.
Ye, akutsho baba ukuthi ubona njani ke khonoko kwenziwa ngama Chinese kwele Zimbabwe?
Eh, mina uma ngibhekile lapha, hey, angiboni lutho lapha.
Ujonba.
Lo president wethu lo umunangagwa lo, hey. Indlela le ayenza ngakhona, akukho right. Enda ngibona ukuthi kunelu kusiza lapha phakathi kweZimbabwe naChina. Ngibona ukuthi ahlale phansi ngokona manje dlali ngemali ugibele ama-aeroplane uya eChina uyakhuphikhuphi, leyo mali angeke ibuye lapha eZimbabwe ukuthi izosiza laba abantu baseZimbabwe. So mina ngibona ukuthi le idili yabenichina le izosiza.
Ye, kodwa wena ngokubona kwakho sibili, ubona ngani ama-Chinese ahlupha kanganani ngazokwenza ukusebenza lezi?
Eish, lapho kunzima lapho ukuthi sihamba namachina ukuthi sithole ukuthi singavana namachina ukuthi singasebenzisana, ngoba lezi zinto lezi abazenzayo lezi, hhayi, mina ngiboni lutho. Ukuthi singabambisana namachina. Thina siyalima lapha emakhayeni lapha.
No, yebo phela.
Uma bangena lapha nebusiness laba ngithi sibambane kahle. Yeah.
Hayi, kuyazwakala umuntu omdala, sibongile kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke umnumzana lapha kade sechungeni. So all what he's saying is that he doesn't expect any kind of benefits for Zimbabwe this trip. You know, he says, well, the president is in China, yes, but he's not going to get much in terms of deals. Says even if the deals are there, it doesn't benefit local people. So that's his kind of sentiment. So maybe you can talk to Joyce Mgwenya about
recurring,
some of these things.
It's a recurring theme. Mkoma Mgwenya, munonzwa zviri kutaurwa navanhu. Tikura pari chingonzwa jaya imwe chete chete yokusafara nevanhu kana namakambani okuChina. Tavunza tikaudzwa manzwa au Dr. Kanyenze vachitaura kuti zvimwe izvo zvinobva kare mazuva ehondo dzorusununguko, uyezve the way some of these deals arrived at. Sokuona kwenyu mimi, chii chingaitwa iko zvoti tombotasa kuZimbabwe tisingatasa yedu Africa yese chii chingaitwa nekuti ta tiri kuona zvinhu zvakawanda zvikwa makore akawanda asi zviri kuramba zvichingoitika sekutaura kwatiri kuita president vari kuChina vanoda mamwe madeals futi akadai asi mamwe madeals akaitwa haasati apera mamwe aakangotsakatika zvimwe zvose zvakangopfachuka pfachuka imwi munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei kana kuri kuona kwenyu imimi
chiripo ndechekuti kana mutungamiri wenyika achipinda chibvumirano chebusiness ngaatange ataura nebusiness yemuno CZI, ZMTC ndoo vanhu vanoziva macritical areas anodikwa kuti kupinde mari nekuti tikatarisa uizini kufodya chaiko chaiko handizani notiwo vanhu vazhinji vari kuri mafodya vari kubudirira nefodya havasi kubudirira nefodya nokuti fodya yacho inongotengwa iri shizha nedhora 25 yasvika kuchina yotengeswa $5 saka nyika yedu kuti ibudirire nyaya yefodya ngai china kuvanodi kutenga fodya yacho taigadzira munomu saka vakanyatsotarisa macritical areas anoda kuti aitwe value addition anobatsira kuti hupfumi hwezimbabwe hubude nengari kugadziridza zvinhu china ngaitenge zvinhu zvakagadzirwa munomu kana vachiunza mari ngavaunze mari vachipinza mumaindastry anobatsira kuti vana vezimbabwe vabudirire upenyu hwavo huchinje ndo zvega vatoreva kuti ngavapinde muchibvumirano chinhu vachibatsirana nevanhu vari muno mabhizinessmen ari muno anoziva macritical area anoda investment inobatsira upfumi hwezimbabwe
Ndinozvinzwa comrade Joyce. Mr. Ngwenya here is saying that whenever such trips or forays are made, the leader, the president, must sit down with local business people because they are the ones who know which areas need assistance and what kind of assistance. It should not just be government to government, but that the business, the local business leaders must be involved at all levels. And he's also wondering why China is allowed to buy leaf tobacco for say a dollar, and then it goes to China where they sell it for $5. He insists that Zimbabwe must sell finished products, not raw material, which I think is quite a valid point.
Now I've got a caller on the line, Ubabu Hati. Baba Hati, unjani? Mr. Hati, unjani? Mr. Hati, someone. Hi, Mr. Hati, how are you doing? Maybe in English, maybe. He can respond. I think that caller is not getting us. So let's get to Ubabu Kanyenze. So looking at what Zimbabwe is doing with China, Dr. Kanyenze, do you think the future is bright or bleak in terms of relations and trade?
Well, it's already clear, as I told you, it's quite strategic. They know what they want. They want our raw materials, and they are coming after our raw materials. We know already what has happened with our diamonds. Those were Chinese companies that were partnering with some local industries. We saw, for example, the long chairs sender. It was built on swamps against our own bylaws. So essentially, we haven't really benefited from such a relationship. So for us to benefit, we must take a lead from China's own development strategy, where they've attracted foreign direct investments from the West. And they've insisted that these companies come into China and basically integrate into the Chinese economy. They pass on, transfer the skills to local Chinese. They ensure that there are linkages, value chains that promote local Chinese industries for their own benefit. But when they go to Africa, they do the opposite. They don't. So we should insist on actually using their own strategy. In Shona, we say, Nguruwe inokangwa nemafuta ayo. We must take their strategy and insist that since they've used this strategy whereby they attract foreign investment and ensure that the skills, technologies, knowledge of the global markets are transferred to the local players as well. I think the issues that my dear friend Rejoice Mwenya highlighted are so critical to ensure that they operate jointly with the local enterprises, local industries. so that there are linkages between the Chinese firms and the local industries, so that we lock the benefits internally. We value aid here in Zimbabwe, but they just want to take the raw materials and value aid in China. So we must insist that the resources are for Zimbabwe, and they must be added in beneficiated in Zimbabwe, so that Zimbabweans get employment, so that Zimbabwe's standard of living is sustainably improved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kanyenze. I'm told that Hati is back on the line. Baba Hati, kunjani?
Yebo.
Yeah, isipa mbani, Hati?
Yebo, hello. Dondi Kuluma, sorry.
No taura, yeah. Pereketa, Baba. Pereketa, Tins. Baba Hati.
Taura, you muti batire nanya yae?
Ndangatipa toba ta topic yazo kuti murikutaura nezve.
Tirikutaura nenyaya yehukama hweZimbabwe neChina, hukama hweChina nedzimwe nyika dzomuAfrica. Zvese kubva kune zvamatongero enyika kune zvenyaya dzehupfumi, ndo nyaya yatinayo.
Hano, zvakanaka. Iri panyaya iyoyo, zvakanaka chaizvo kuti senyika tinonge tichidzidzana nedzimwe nyika dzakatikomberedza, mungava muno muAfrica. Kienda outside Africa. Asi takatarisa pahukama hwedu isusu Zimbabwe neChina. History dzinotiudza izvo kuti hukama hwedu hunoita date back panguva yehondo. Chinzi China yakatibetsera chaizvo kuti tiwane kuzvitonga kuzere. Tinozvitenda. But tinoona kuti tiri ipapo takanga tiine ushamwari hwakanaka zvakare nedzimwe nyika dzekumawirira uko. But nekuti nekufamba kwenguva munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika dzakaenda kuenda kuti humwe ukama hwedu nedzimwe nyika dzekumawirira humire zvisina kunaka. Tikabva tadhisaidha isusu zvenyika tikati taakunuka east tanga tagara zvedu tichiwirira nechina. Right. Taakuenda kuona izvo kuti China one of nyika the biggest economies in the world vari kuita makwikwi ekutraya kuenda kuma still developing countries kuti maybe vaonekwe vachikwanisa kuina my investment opportunities kunyika dzakaita sana Zimbabwe.
Kana makatarisa izvozvo zvamataura zvese nemamiriro akaita zvinhu pakati penyika mbiri idzi, chii chamuri kuona pakati peZimbabwe neChina? Ukama hwedu hwakabhalansa here kana kuti pane zvimwe zvamunoona zvisina kunyatsomira muzve?
Maonero andiri kuita ukama hwedu neChina seZimbabwe handingati hwakabhalansa as such. Because ndiri kuenda kuona pari kuitwa maybe take advantage. Munoenda kuona kuti isusu senyika takatisarirei mune zvakawanda. And munoenda kuona kuti isusu mangi tiri kuita as if tiri kunyanya kuita sort of kupema pachirungu. We are so desperate. Zvokuti nyika yakaita seChina yako ukama hwedu manje ndiri kuti hauna kunyatso kubhalansa in the sense yekuti munoenda kuona kuti madeals atinonga tichiwirirana anonge achinzi asainirwana paitirwana MOU. But unoenda kuona kuti muMOU inenge yaitwa iyoyo China inenge ndiyo iri kusara ichibhenefita zvihombe
tinotenda namashoko enyu iwayo, tinotenda zvikuru.
Yeah, and sorry we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, economist Dr. Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and economic commentator Rejoice Ngwenya. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying bye-bye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. We hope to see you again in another edition of our program. Good night and take care of yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.